بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from iranradio.ir. Well, in this program, what we do is to talk about some of the viewpoints and sentences of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to shed light and talk about some of the points in these statements. Well, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, about the subject of conceit and self-love, says, "One of the evil effects of ujb is that man becomes inclined towards riya, that is ostentation and hypocrisy. Because when a person considers his deed insignificant and regards himself as morally imperfect and his faith as of no consequence, then he would not be proud of himself or his qualities and deeds." Well, here Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is talking about riya as an abominable consequence of self-praise. You know, an action of riya comes from the heart seeking to please someone else other than God. There is a famous narration saying that every type of pretension is kufr, that is apostasy. But both this dark inner self and the bad trend drag one to have a heart dedicated to anyone except God. The darkness of this vice becomes a means to gradually get one out of his life, having no sound conviction or iman. The erroneous conviction becomes an image without a meaning, a body without a soul, a pill with a pith, and it does not qualify it to be accepted by the most exalted one, as referred to in a sacred tradition from Abu Abdullah Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "I am the best partner. Whoever brings another partner beside me in action, I shall not accept it. I accept what is purely done for my sake." It is well known that if the inner actions are not purely for the sake of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept them. He does not look at them, rather he refers them to the other partner, the one for whom the action was done in order to show off to him or them. So the inner actions will be dedicated to that person, and they get the pretender out of the limit of shirk into mere apostasy or kufr. Actually, it can be said that this person too is among the group of hypocrites. Just as shirk was hidden, so was his hypocrisy. The poor pretender fooled himself into thinking that he is a believer, but he started as a mushrik, and he has to taste the torment tasted by the hypocrites. Woe unto one who is dragged into hypocrisy. Thank you very much, dear listeners. I really hope that you have enjoyed listening to this episode. And until another one, I bid you farewell. May Allah protect you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Every night and every day, never forget to say, "La ilaha."